When we receive the Holy Spirit, we become witnesses of Jesus. Acts, chapter 1, verses 4-8. Let us turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 4-8. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about." 5. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Today is Pentecost Sunday. The Lord resurrected, and for 40 days, he appeared to a lot of people and witnessed resurrection. And before he went up to the heaven, he promised that people will be baptized by the Holy Spirit in a few days. 120 people believed in this promise, and in the attic of Mark, they fervently prayed for 10 days. While they did this, they experienced the grace of the Holy Spirit that is like the rushing and strong wind. This day is called as the coming of the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost. After they experienced the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost, disciples that were easy to fall down and were weak, they became witnesses that shared about the cross and the resurrection. Christianity is the power of life that changes the lives. What is the change of faith? It is changing the Christian perspectives, ideas about life, views of the world, visions to be centered on Jesus Christ. Lives that lived in darkness come out in the light. Even the bad person becomes a new person. Downfall changes to hope. Bad behavior that could not be stopped stops. So, when people believe in Jesus, identity changes. Children of Satan become children of God. In life as well, amazing changes take place. Saul was changed and became Paul. Jacob was changed and became Israel. I heard a testimony from a person that came out from jail before. This person did not have an eye on one side. In jail, he was there for 2 years, and at the moment that he saw his family, he decided not to commit a crime anymore. He poked his eye with his own hands with a nail. But, not before 6 months have passed, he committed crime again and was put in a jail. As a result, he had a criminal record of 6 previous convictions. What kind of sin does an eye have? But he accepted Jesus in the jail. He experienced grace. When he was worshiping the Lord, without him realizing it, he felt that he was a sinner and he shed endless tears. He came to repent, and since then he was able to get away from bad habits. Now he became an evangelist and visits prisons to preach the gospel. While we live as Christians, but if we cannot get rid of bad habits, then that faith is not mature. Then who can initiate these kind of changes? The initiator is the Holy Spirit. When it comes to the life of faith, it only gets changed through the work of the Holy Spirit. In Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "So he said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty.'" Disciples that fell over and were weak, after they experienced the grace of the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost, they became witnesses of Jesus. Have a look at disciples that experienced the grace of the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost. In their lives, changes were evident. Praising of themselves turned into testimonies that lifted the Lord on high. A sense of their belongings changed. Belongings that they claimed about, saying, "That these are mine," they confessed that these are the Lord's. Their owner changed. The life that they claimed that they are the owner of their lives, God became their owner. Also, the birth of church as well, the early church began through the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost. The main figure of the church is the Holy Spirit only. Therefore, we need to have a worship service and praise that the Holy Spirit dwells in. The church that serves followed by the touch of the Holy Spirit is the real grace. We need to go back to Acts again. Acts is called as a march of the Holy Spirit. Right now as well, the work the Holy Spirit that was present at the Pentecost needs to take place continuously. Last time, I went to Scotland, which is the origin of the Reformed Church. At that time, I visited Fife Church where John Knox ministered at. When the Holy Spirit was working, there were so many people, the door of the church was detached even. But, at the building which is really big, nowadays 50 old people gather together and worship during worship services like ghosts. I could not feel the work of the Holy Spirit at all. I prayed while holding the door of the church in tears with missionaries that went there together with me. There is no guarantee that the churches in Korea would not be like this in the near future. We need to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit every single day. Till this pathway of grace was present, the Lord talked about these three things. Firstly, the Lord commanded us to follow these two things and wait for the promise. Let us read verses 4 to 5. It says, "On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.'" It was a command not to leave Jerusalem. Let us read verse 4. "On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about.'" Why did the Lord command us not to leave Jerusalem? Jerusalem, in a redemptive sense, it is an important place. In the Old Testament era, this is a place where Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice. Also, this is where the Solomon Church was built. In the 2 Chronicles, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Then Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. It was on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, the place provided by David." In the New Testament era, this is a place where Jesus carried the cross and completed the salvation of the humanity. But for disciples, it was a place where they wanted to leave from at the time. Jerusalem is a place where the disciples abandoned the Lord and fled from. This is a place where disciples had a lot of scars. It was an insecure place where the people would come at any time and get them. Disciples would have wanted to go back to Galilee as soon as possible. But, why did the Lord say not to leave from this Jerusalem? It meant that he wanted people to not get away from the issue but hold on to the promise of God and be restored. Faith is not about fleeing away from the problem. It is dealing with it straight away with faith. It is about waiting in faith, trusting in the promise of God until things get restored. The Lord wanted people to not leave from the place of failure, downfall and disappointment, scarred Jerusalem, and get up again and be restored. Right now, everyone is having an extremely hard time due to coronavirus. Here as well, there might be people that are down at the moment. There might be people that lost hope. There might be people that could not see the hope of the future and are fed up. However, I hope that that place would not be a place of giving up. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that the place that you are, would be a place where you will hold on to the promise of the Lord and get up in faith. Also, another command is, that the Lord commanded us to wait for the promise of the Lord. Let us read verse 5 together. It says, "For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." It refers to the Holy Spirit that will come at the Pentecost. It says, that we are to wait for the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is a promise that when the Holy Spirit is present, we will be empowered and will become the witnesses of Jesus. Right now this time, we need to long to have the grace of the Holy Spirit that was present at the Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is our guide, protector, the power to win against the world and the power. Therefore, we need to walk with the Holy Spirit and we need to ask the Holy Spirit for ways. It is a story of Reverend Arfors, who is one of the greatest preachers of Scotland. It was about time to begin the worship service, but the preacher did not come out yet. The assistant heard the noise in the room from outside and there was a sound of dialogue of him with someone else. It was a sound that pleaded and begged so desperately to someone. The assistant opened the door quietly and there was no one else. In the reading room, pastor was clinging on to the Holy Spirit and confessing him. "Holy Spirit, I prepared for the sermon, but if you the Holy Spirit do not go to the podium with me, then I cannot do anything. Please, Holy Spirit, walk with me." Like this, he was clinging on to the Holy Spirit. As soon as I read this, I knelt down. If we preach the Word of God with this kind of heart, praise Him like this and worship the Lord like this and choose the way of life, then we would be able to experience the amazing presence of the Holy Spirit. We need to trust that the timetable of history is in the hand of God. Let us read verse 6 to 7. It says, "So when they met together, they asked Him, 'Lord, are You at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority. God is the owner of history. God provides providence for individuals, nations and history. Therefore, we need to wait for the timing of God. There are many times where people do not persevere and do not wait patiently. So, in many instances, people fail as a result. We need to wait for the timetable God has set. Not only this world has the critical point. In faith, there is a critical point. Water never gets boiled at 99 degrees Celsius. It needs to go over 100 degrees Celsius. This is called as a critical point. If someone has to smash the rock 101 times for this to break, and if this person give up after smashing it 100 times and saying that this would not break, then this person fails because of not smashing it one more time. In faith, there is a critical point, and in commitment, there is a critical point. In prayer, there is a critical point that God wants. Till we seek and knock, till it gets opened, we need to wait. In the Western civilization, among the famous work, there is Odyssey. King that went over to fight in a war and a husband, Odysseus did not return home and there was no news from him for 10 years. His wife was very beautiful. There were many guys that were after her beauty. They said, "Odysseus that did not return nor share the news for the last 10 years, he abandoned you. Please marry me." There were countless men that allured her. But despite people's temptations, wife of Odysseus was not shaken. She kept her safe and waited for her husband. One day, her husband Odysseus came back. Again, he became the king and she became the queen again. She was awarded a reward because she waited till the end. What was the thing that kept her strong till the very end? It was a trust for her husband. It was because of strong conviction that her loving husband Odysseus's promise would not change. That is right. Faith is trusting in the promise of God and waiting for it. We also get tempted at times on this land and due to threat and appeasement of Satan, things are very risky. Even when we are praying, if prayer requests have not been answered after a few years, at times, faith that we had about things that we prayed for, gets shaken. Even things are like this, we need to trust in the faithful promise of God and wait. The Bible has three kinds of secrets that God only knows about. Death is a secret. No one knows about the time of death while they live. It is a secret only God knows about. The time of the Lord's second coming is a secret. For sure, the Lord would come again. But, no one knows about when He would come. This is a secret only God knows about. The timing of the prayers getting answered is a secret. Just because a prayer of today was good, it does not mean that we got our prayers answered. Just because we fell asleep while praying, it does not mean that prayers have not been answered. There is a timetable of God. There is a timing of God. Therefore, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that, even prayer requests do not get answered quickly enough, do not be down but wait. When the Holy Spirit is present, we become witnesses of Jesus. Let us read verse 8. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Witnesses are the people that saw what happened at the site. At the court, witness is most important. Someone I know had a wrong witness at the court and was falsely accused. He was found guilty of committing a crime. That witness could not put up with appeasement and threat, received money from the other party and falsely attested at the court. Due to this incident, wrongly accused lost the case and even became a criminal as a result. In the Bible, witness is called as a martyrs. This has a meaning martyr implied in it. To become a witness that is able to say what he or she saw, then this person needs to risk a possibility of even being a martyr. The highest calling of being disciples is becoming witnesses of Jesus after receiving the Holy Spirit. Even chaos, persecution and death might come close, Being able to say that the Lord is the only Savior and we are the witnesses of the cross and the resurrection, is what makes a witness a true witness. It is because through the Holy Spirit, the power comes upon us. The power is the strength that comes from God that is moral and transcendental. It refers to the power of God being evident through people. In the Bible, we can see the work of God that is evident through the power of the Holy Spirit. Satan fled away and the diseases were casted away. Weak people became bold. They fought against sins and won. It is because the Holy Spirit enabled us to have power. The mission of being Christians is becoming witnesses of Jesus. Let us read verse 8. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The people of the early church got their belongings taken away, their workplaces taken away, and even they were being martyred. They preached that they are the witnesses of the cross and the resurrection. What is our calling? It is becoming the witnesses of Jesus after receiving the Holy Spirit. What is the purpose in giving us the power of the Holy Spirit? It was given to us so that we would become witnesses of Jesus. We do not leave Jerusalem because things are hard and difficult, but we need to hold on to the promise of God and be empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit and become witnesses of Jesus. Jerusalem is the closest place. This is our family, our neighbors, and our surroundings. We need to go towards Judea. Judea is about evangelization of the humanity. Samaria, the end of the earth, can be seen as the world mission. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit and become witnesses of Jesus that shares about the gospel of Jesus as you live. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.